Das kann so auch sagen, dass ich auch recht beschwagen, wenn Yehuda mir sagt, dass Nazir darf Memtes. Vielleicht die Gemara, Rabbi Akiva learned from the word le'ochiv, written regarding a Nazir, that a Kohen Gadol, who is a Nazir, may become tamei to a meis mitzvah. If so, that can also serve as a source that a regular Kohen Gadol may become tamei to a meis mitzvah. So if so, what does he learn from the extra words of le'ovav u'le'imai written regarding a Kohen Gadol? And for the Gemara, these words are needed. Because if the Pasuk would only say that he can't become tamei to his father, we would say that is so, because paternity is only based on chazaka, but not absolute certainty. However, we would think that maybe he could become tamei to his mother, who is known, Adoyis, to be his mother. That's why we need the pasuk of Uli Imai. If the Torah would have only written the word Imai, we would say that the Kohen Gadol can't become tamei to her because he doesn't follow her lineage, her yichus, but he could become tamei to his father since he does follow his yichus. The pasuk therefore clearly says that he will not become tamei to his father either. It's not to his father, not to his mother. What does Rabbi Akiva learn from the pasuk of the Al Kol Nafshois Meis Lo Yovai written regarding the Kohen Gadol? For the Gemara, he says Al Kol teaches that a Kohen Gadol is liable to a second law for becoming tamei to a non-relative. Mace teaches that he may not become tamei to relatives. Nafshois teaches that he may not become tamei from a revius of blood that came from two bodies, which gives off tumah through tumas oil. Zuck, the next Mishnah, a Nazir must shave his head and complete the process of a tamei Nazir if he becomes tamei from one of the following sources of tumah: either a mace, a kazayis of flesh from a mace, a kazayis of netzel, we'll see what that means, a spoonful of dust made of decomposed mace, the spinal column and skull of a mace, the severed limb of a mace or of a live person that has enough flesh on it to regenerate itself if it were attached to a living body, a half kav of bones, a half lug of blood. A Nazir becomes subject to the entire Tamei Nazir process if he becomes Tamei from these items, whether by direct contact, by carrying them, or through Tumas oil. The Nazir would also become subject to the process if he becomes Tamei from a barley-sized piece of bone, but that's only if he touched it or carried it, because that does not give off Tumah via Tumas oil. Mishnah continues, for all of the above, the Nazir would be subject to the entire process and would have to be sprinkled with the Parah Aduma on the third and seventh day after becoming Tameh. He would also lose any days of Naziris previously counted. He would not begin his counting his Naziris again until he is Tar and brings his Kabbanis that he has to bring for this process, meaning which is what? A Chatas, an Oila, and an Asham, like we've said many times. Zachti Gemara, a Braisa says, after Rav Meir passed away, Rabbi Yehuda prohibited the students of Rav Meir from entering the Beis HaMedrash, because he said they're not coming to learn, but rather they're coming to harass me, and to show, they just want to show that Rav Meir's way of learning was sharper. Simchas, who was a Talmud of Rav Meir, fought his way into the Beis HaMedrash anyway. They were learning our Mishnah, and Simchas said, Rav Meir taught our Mishnah as saying that a Nazir becomes Tamei from a mace, and from a Kazayas from a mace, like we have our reading in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda didn't have the reading like we have. In other words, his version of the Mishnah did not say mace. It only said kazayis min ha-mace. So when Simcha said that the Mishnah should be read as saying mace, and then separately kazayis min ha-mace, Rabbi Yehuda became angry and said, this is why I told you to keep him out of here. They're coming to harass me. If he becomes tummy from a kazayis of a mace, and obviously he becomes tummy from a mace as well, Rabbi Yossi was present there, and he knew that Rabbi Meir's version of the Mishnah was correct. He said, I can't remain quiet now, just for out of respect to Rabbi Yehuda, because then the correct version of the Mishnah will be lost. Rabbi Yossi therefore said, the word of a mace are needed, even though we say Kazayis Ben Amaze, you still have to say mace, because it's needed for a different case to teach something which you would not learn from Kazayis Ben Amaze. What is it needed for? It's needed for a case when there's less than a Kazayis of flesh on the mace. And the Mishnah is teaching that the Nazir would become subject to the whole process, even by becoming Tomei from such a mace. We can still say that the words emes are unnecessary. Why? Because if he becomes tamei and subject to the process from the severed limb of emes, even if he has less than a kazayis of flesh, then he'll certainly be subject to the process for becoming tamei to an entire emes with less than a kazayis of flesh. Mar says we can answer like Rabbi Yochanan said elsewhere and say that the words emes are needed to teach that he becomes tamei and subject to the process from a fetus whose limbs are not yet fully attached with sinews and are therefore not given the halachic status of limbs. However, since it's a complete mace, the Nazir would become tamei from it even if it has less than a kazayis of flesh. Another teretz, Rava said, the words a mace are necessary to teach that the Nazir would become subject to the process if he becomes tamei from bones consisting of a majority of the skeletal makeup of a mace or consisting of the majority of number of bones of the mace, even if the bones add up to less than a quarter of a kav.